I would call this a legal victory, but a personal embarrassment. I mean, the chancellor deciding the case actually wrote that Eisner had enthroned himself as the omnipotent and infallible monarch of his personal magic kingdom, which is pretty strong language from a judge. And I think the case did expose a great deal of dysfunctional and embarrassing behavior at the top of the Disney company. Again, this is a victory in a narrow legal sense, but I don't think the judge or anyone else would ever agree that this was good corporate behavior. On the contrary.